There is nothing more exciting than learning. It's a wonderful thing to learn new things. And so really engage in that educational experience. And then take advantage of all the things the college offers. Things such as internships and co-ops and student life and activities. Really engage yourself and immerse yourself in the college experience. And I think you will get a lot out of this.
This is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com, where we help students complete a degree debt-free. My name is Janet Mulpey. I'm a career counselor, and I've helped thousands of students and adults in transition make wise career choices. I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. Today in our program, my special guest is Krista O'Neill. Krista O'Neill serves as a Guided Pathways coach for the Success Center for Ohio Community Colleges. With over 35 years' experience advising students, Krista serves as the lead Guided Pathways coach for holistic student supports working with the 23 community colleges in Ohio. Welcome to the program, Krista O'Neill.
Oh, thanks for having me.
What are Guided Pathways?
Sure. Guided Pathways is actually a national movement, and it's a way of structuring the experience that students go through as they go through the community college. A lot of this work came out of another project called Completion by Design. And this project was funded by the Gates Foundation. And really, the charge of that project was to redesign the community college from entry and connection through progress, completion, and now even transition, and creating intentional experiences so that a student would get through with the least amount of time and the least amount of money being spent and meet their goals.
What was the problem? Why was it even developed?
Well, you know, community colleges were first developed to provide open access and affordability to the local communities. So in the 60s and in the 70s, 80s and 90s, basically the premise was that come on out to your community college, dip your toe in, take a few courses, see what sticks. And oftentimes students spend a lot of time wandering around, and that costs students money and student loan debt. And we actually call that more of a cafeteria model, where you're kind of picking and choosing a few things and working towards that. Well, as we came closer to the turn of the century, we started realizing that this model was not getting students to the finish line, and that students were floundering and taking extra credits that they didn't need to do. So a big emphasis in the past 10 years especially has been on student success. How do we keep students? How do we get them started and have a really good educational experience? How do we help them create a sense of belonging so that they feel like they belong at the community college?
And Lorain County Community College has been somewhat of a leader in this area. Can you talk about that?
Sure, absolutely. We were one of the three initial colleges in the state of Ohio that was funded by the Completion by Design grant. And that began back around 2011, 2012. And so we were implementing policies and procedures that had success in them. We were looking at different ways to get students on the right path. We were also infusing more career conversations on the front end. And so we were really at the forefront. And really, if you look, we're starting to reap the results because, you know, more students are graduating, they're taking less time, they're having less excess credits. And so we really are a national example. And many colleges across the country look to Lorain County Community College for guidance in how to do this work. And that's basically how I became a Guided Pathways coach.
And you still work with students individually.
Yes, I do. My first love and passion is direct student service, working with the students. And I always tell people that I come from this work from the point of a practitioner. What really works on the ground when you're working with students one-on-one? So that work really informs my coaching. because I can see what's going on. I can see how the pandemic impacts students. I can see their course taking patterns. I can see all the policies and procedures and what create barriers for students and what creates structural racism. So there's a whole myriad of issues that go into the Guided Pathways work.
You know, when I was working as an academic advisor and counselor here, and students came into my office, I always had a phrase that I would tell them, and that was, start with the end in mind. Because if you want to take advantage of all that the community college has to offer, you really need to start with the end in mind. Can you speak to that?
You know, that's really kind of the basic premise under Guided Pathways, because in Guided Pathways, there's actually four pillars. One is clarifying the curricular path, and that's just a fancy word to mean clarifying the major. And what that means is having programs that don't have hidden prerequisites and making sure that your programs don't have extra hours and that students can understand that. And then the second path is getting students on a path. So helping them understand the end goal and mapping out the courses that you need to achieve that end goal. And when a student has a future story and they can see, okay, this is how long it will take me, and these are the courses I need, that's a motivating factor, for, I think, for many students. Mm-hmm. Then the third pillar is really like, what do we do to keep those students on that path? And that's where all the wraparound services that we offer here at the college come into play, like our new advocacy resource center, you know, emergency aid, food pantries, and a really strong advising program. And then the fourth pillar is what happens in the classroom, ensuring learning, making sure that our faculty are engaging with students and trying, you know, new methods of really reaching our students through learning.
So, how can a parent help their child really take full advantage of the community college system? Let's just say that their child is in 10th grade.
First of all, if your student is eligible to participate in the College Credit Plus program, that would be something you would definitely want to look at, because that saves parents a whole lot of money. But also, it's a good time to start researching different career fields. One resource I often suggest to parents is the Occupational Outlook Handbook. What I like about that is it gives a brief synopsis of many different career fields, including the job outlook, how much schooling and training, how much money that you could plan on making. And I find it's a very readable reference for a 9th grader, 10th grader, 11th grader. It's now available completely online. It's put out by the U.S. Department of Labor, and it's very accessible. So start doing some career research with your students. And it's not that they have to have everything figured out, but it's time to start thinking about that. I think that that kind of lays a foundation for college in the future.
Right. And as a parent, you know that especially if you have more than one child, you can see that each child is different. And even when they are at a young age, you can begin to see, oh, my son is better at math, or maybe they have a really, really high interest in art, or maybe it's just writing that they love to do. So noticing what your child is particularly good at and then placing them in environments where they can shine.
I totally agree with that, Janet. I think it's really important to look at each student as an individual. And oftentimes I will see parents that often are living their own dreams or ideas through their children. So, you know, little Sally is an artist, but their parents are saying, well, what are you going to do with that art degree? You better major in business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I will say that when I see that happening, most of the time, little Sally struggles in the business courses because that's not her passion or her interest, and then wanders around a bit until she gets back to listening to her own inner voice of what she really wants to do. So I think that parents can do their best by supporting the students in their own dreams in their own ways and not thinking as much about what they want the student to achieve. Mm-hmm. And I know that's hard because as a parent, you want your child to be successful and of course, self-supporting. And so I know that's a challenge, but let the student find their own inner voice and you be the guide along that path, I think is really helpful.
Right. If we tie this up, can you give us like three things that parents or students can do to get the most out of a community college experience?
Well, first of all, I would say consider taking courses year-round. Most of our students are working, and so it's very difficult to take 16, 17 hours a term. But if you were to balance that out over the year and shoot for a goal of around 30 credits each year, you will finish on time. And so that's one of the things that to make the most is take a sufficient amount of credits to be done in a timely manner so that you feel like you're making the progress you want to be making. I also think it's critically important to meet with an advisor every semester, keep on track, keep in communication with your advisor, as well as communicate with your faculty members. Be that student that sits in the front of the classroom once we can be back in person. You know, be that person who really engages. There is nothing more exciting than learning. It's a wonderful thing to learn new things. And so really engage in that educational experience. And then take advantage of all the things the college offers. Things such as internships and co-ops and student life and activities and working out at the fitness center. Really engage yourself and immerse yourself in the college experience. And I think you will get a lot out of this. You will find at a community college and especially at Lorain, people are just clamoring to help you. But a lot of times students are afraid to ask questions. And so get over that fear and ask people for help because there is so much support. And the other thing I would say is if you run into a difficulty where you have a broken down car or something, take advantage of emergency aid and the Advocacy Resource Center. Do not just stop coming. Seek help. Because that's what we're about. We are about helping you get your goals met and getting you to the finish line.
Krista O'Neill, thank you so much for taking the time to come and speak with me today.
Oh, my pleasure, Janet. Always the joy.
If you or your child are thinking about pursuing a college degree, I encourage you to begin the career path journey by making an appointment to see your school counselor or an academic advisor at Lorain County Community College or your local community college. And if you're unsure of your career direction and want help on completing a degree debt-free, you can reach me, Janet Maltby, at radiowannabe.com/contact. I teach a totally online career exploration class through LCCC called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living. Until next time, I'm Janet Maltby. Thanks for listening.